Almost a third of Texans are under 30. By comparison, baby boomers make up one-fifth of the state. And now, a study by the Urban Land Institute has found that more than half of all young adults 19 to 36 want to own a home someday. Deborah Brett co-authored the study.
Generation Yers are still very much interested in home ownership. Most of them see themselves eventually as homeowners. It's just not right now.
What Brett calls Generation Y, other people call millennials. If every person in this group who wanted to buy a home bought one, this would be the largest home-buying generation in history, just by its sheer size. But for many millennials, home ownership seems like a far-off dream.
I think the ability to become a homeowner is tougher than it was in prior generations.
In some big cities like Austin, where the real estate market has been at historic highs, it's actually cheaper to rent than buy a home. Houston and San Antonio are headed that way too, thanks to rising home prices. Martin Wallner manages high-tech boarding houses for recent grads. One is in Austin. He says most of his residents want to be homeowners one day, but he's not sure that'll happen.
I think a lot of people want to own a home at some point of time because they see it as a goal in their life, one of the checkboxes to reach. But especially single people, they wouldn't want to own a home that early on because there's a lot of responsibility that comes with it. And I think a lot of it is also the jobs. It's a very competitive job market out there.
Plus, millennials aren't very handy. A third of the young homeowners polled in the study say they have no idea how to do necessary maintenance and repairs. 20% said that being a homeowner costs way more than they thought it would. That means there are a lot of business opportunities. Rick Orr runs a website that's kind of like Pinterest for home listings.
They're very much bringing the industry forward and allowing for instant gratification for everything from finding homes to getting a quick response of whether or not we can go look at the home on Saturday, for instance.
These apps and websites become even more popular in such a hot real estate market. I'm Brenda Salinas for the Texas Standard.